Greetings to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon-coming King. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. We tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey. And for this, we give you the glory. Now, God, we ask that you touch the hearts and the minds of the listeners on today. Father, that you'll move for them in a special way. And we'll give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Today, we're going to talk about the heart, Jeremiah 17, 9 through 10. And this is our Valentine's message. We know Valentine was on yesterday. And this is the time of the year that we celebrate Valentine's Day, or we call it the love month. But we're going to talk about the heart. And before we do that, on way of an announcement, on the 27th and the 28th of this month, I will be in revival at the PMDC Ministry Church in Jessup, Georgia, where Pastor Tammy Thomas is the pastor. You that's out there in the Jessup, Georgia area, come on out and hear the message that God has placed upon my heart so that souls can be saved. And that we would be a living testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, on the 24th, the fourth Sunday in this month at 4 o'clock, I've been invited to be the speaker at the Bolton Street Missionary Baptist Church on MLK, and it's for the sorority group there. So I would like for you to come on out and hear what God has to say about Black history in the city of Savannah. So we'll be looking for you on these two events. And we thank God for you. And we bless God for you coming out. We'd like to give a shout out to my overseer, the Dr. Apostle Idell Cheever. Please follow me into the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 17, 9 through 10. Jeremiah 17, 9 through 10. And it reads, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I am the Lord. Now I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings." The heart is deceitful above all things. And we know that the Lord says, he said, "I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways." When we think about the word heart, we're not talking about the organ that beats, that keeps us alive. We're not talking about that type of heart. But what we're talking about is, we're talking about the personality, the center of the total personality, the center of the total man or the total woman, the heart. It has a reference to your feelings or emotion, the heart. The heart is not only just the center of emotions, but that's where everything about you lives. It lives in the heart. The heart holds different things. And in our hearts, we hold good things and we hold bad things. It's in the heart of a man. It's in the heart of a man or a woman where compassion lives. It's in the heart of a man or woman where evil thoughts live. It's in the heart of a man or a woman where imaginations live. So I say to you today, we're talking to you about the heart. the heart. When we see the heart, we hear of it, we know that the Bible says, Jeremiah said, that the heart is deceitful. It's the nature of man. It is sinful. The human heart is guilty of deceit. By its very nature, the human heart is devious, desperately wicked, depraved, and inwardly corrupt. Talking about the heart. This is the very reason most people trust human wisdom and power rather than the Lord. People choose the wrong way. They choose the path of sin because their own hearts deceive them. The heart misleads and twists, arousing people to take the wrong path. The heart. Indeed, the deceitfulness of the human heart is the cause of all immorality, lawlessness, and violence that sweep the earth. People commit most of their evil deeds because they are convinced either that they are justified in taking certain actions or that they can get some pleasure or gain from the forbidden behavior. We're talking about the heart. The heart is deceitful. The heart is, in the heart holds the sin of man. In the heart holds the emotion of man. The heart is deceitful and wicked. Jeremiah said the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins. This is God speaking. Even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. God is going to judge us by the heart. He's going to judge you by the motives that's in the heart. He said that I search the heart. I try the reins. He said I would give every man according to the fruit of his doings. Talking about the heart. The heart is deceitfully wicked. Jeremiah said, who can know it? Out of the heart comes violence. Out of the heart comes all evil manner of evil. Out of the heart. It's what's in the heart that comes out through the mouth. It's what's in the heart that your actions comes from. What's in the heart, the man speak. But nobody knows the heart really but God. Think about it. You sometimes say, I don't even know what I'll do myself. Some people say, well, I know I won't do this and I know I won't do that. But they don't know what's in their heart until they get under pressure. Now, Jesus came to set us free. He came to change the nature of man. When man's nature has been changed, his heart will be changed. Only God knows the heart. The Lord says that he searches the heart and he examines the mind. He knows that the human heart is basically selfish, and that the human mind focused primarily on itself. But through people, people would justify their heart. They would justify the actions of their heart. They would fail to love their neighbors as themselves, and they would justify that action. But in his examination of human nature, the Lord sees that all human beings have sinned and come short of his glory. Romans 3:23. Moreover, the heart, the human heart, is so desperately wicked that no one can cure it. No amount of righteous deeds can make someone acceptable to God, for no one can achieve perfect righteousness. We're talking about the heart. Jesus said in Mark 7, 20, 23, And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blaspheme, pride, foolishness. All of these evil things come from within and defile the man. Talking about the heart. The heart of a man. Out of that man, out of that woman comes foolishness. Game plan. It's in the heart. The evil eye. Sometimes you can look at folk and they're giving you the evil eye. It's coming out of their heart. Out of the heart comes jealousy, pride, adultery. Out of the heart comes evil thoughts. Seeds are planted in the heart. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We're talking about the heart now because this is Valentine's weekend. This is the love month. But before you can really love the way that you should be able to love, you have to let God do something to your heart. You have to allow him to change your nature. You have to allow him to change your heart. You have to allow God to take out and root out. You have to allow him to plow up that folly ground. You have to allow him to do it. The heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? Have you noticed sometimes that something happened and somebody killed somebody and the family members that know that person say, oh, that can't be him. I know he wouldn't do nothing like that. I never known him to do something like that. But by the time they go to court and the trial come, it was something that was planted in the heart of the man. It was something that was planted in the heart of the woman. We as Christians have to say, God, search my heart. We have to say, like the songwriter say, search me, Lord. Search me. Turn your light of heaven on my soul. If you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and straighten me. Because I want to be right. I want to be whole. The heart. We have many Christians that got more devil in the heart than we find outside in the world. Yes, foolishness, idle thoughts, evil thinking, evil thoughts. But yet we are Christians. So what has happened there? We have not let God do a work in the spirit. We have not let him do a work in our nature. We have not let him change our nature. Our nature is a change because in our heart, we don't want to give it up. Our nature hasn't changed because in our heart, we want to be Christian bullies. Our nature in our heart hasn't changed because we want to hold on to us. We want to hold on to self. And when you have a heart that's full of evil thinking, evil thoughts, gossiping, doing things to hurt your brother or your sister. Something is wrong in your heart. Jeremiah says that the heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? On this Valentine's weekend, ask God to do something for your heart. Ask him to give you a new heart, and he'll make you a new person. You still have time to get to Sister to Sister's ministry meeting today. We're in progress right now. So come on down to 714 MLK and be with us. And until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.